Chapter 2. The Essence of Family and Friendship in Portuguese Culture. Dive into the comforting embrace of familiar terms that define family ties and friendships in the Portuguese-speaking world. From the protective,
Mãe Galinha,
to the camaraderie of a true,
Compincha.
This chapter unveils the tapestry of words that Portuguese speakers use to knit the fabric of our social universe. It's in these expressions that I find the soul of Portuguese culture, where every term paints a vivid picture of familial roles, friendly jests, and the unspoken bonds that define life's most cherished relationships. I'll explore how the Portuguese language does not just name relationships, but celebrates them, blending respect, affection, and humor in equal measure. Are you ready to delve into the words that warm the heart? Join me as I decode the language that brings us together, drawing you closer to the very essence of Portuguese camaraderie and kinship. Let's turn the page to where the heart of Portugal lies, in the laughter-filled gatherings, the affectionate teasing among friends, and the love that's passed down through generations.
Mãe Coruja.
Literal owl mother. Doting mother.
O que seria de nós sem a nossa mãe coruja?
What would we do without our doting mother?
Mãe galinha.
Literal hen mother. Helicopter parent.
Ela é uma mãe galinha, não deixa os filhos fazerem nada sozinhos.
She's a helicopter parent. She doesn't let her children do anything alone.
Mãe galinha.
Often conveys endearment, but can suggest either commendable care or excessive coddling.
Não sair debaixo das saias da mãe.
Literal not to leave from under mother's skirts, not to leave the nest or to be sheltered.
Com 25 anos, ele ainda vive debaixo das saias da mãe.
At 25, he still hasn't left the nest.
Menino da mamã.
Mommy's boy.
Ele é um verdadeiro menino da mamã, não consegue fazer nada sozinho.
He's a real mommy's boy. He can't do anything on his own.
Famelga.
Family.
A minha famelga junta-se toda na véspera de Natal.
My whole family gathers together on Christmas Eve.
Mano.
Bro.
Oi, mano, consegues dar-me uma boleia para casa hoje?
Hi, bro, can you give me a lift home today?
Benjamin.
Youngest child.
O Benjamin da família é muito mimado.
The youngest child in the family is very spoiled.
Cota.
Literal older person, mother, father. Old generation, old man, old woman.
O meu cota está a preparar o almoço de domingo para a família toda.
My old man is preparing Sunday lunch for the whole family.
O meu velho.
My dad or my old man.
Vou almoçar com o meu velho hoje.
I'm having lunch with my dad today.
Vai chamar pai e outro.
Literal go call someone else father. Go ask someone else for help.
Não estou interessado. Vai chamar pai e outro.
I'm not interested. Go ask someone else for help.
Já a formiga tem catarro.
Literal, even the ant has a cough. Even the smallest has a voice.
Já a formiga tem catarro e quer dar palpites.
Even the smallest has a voice and wants to give opinions. This expression is used to gently contest or dismiss the opinion of someone who is considered insignificant or inexperienced in a matter they are commenting on. It highlights the idea that even those who are seemingly unimportant or inexperienced have a voice or opinion.
Jeco.
Dog.
O Jeco não parava de ladrar durante a noite.
The dog wouldn't stop barking during the night.
Piolho.
Literal louse. Small child.
O piolho está a brincar no jardim.
The small child is playing in the garden. Often used affectionately or informally. Terms of endearment and friendship. In Portuguese, various terms are used to refer to friends and loved ones affectionately. These expressions often convey warmth, familiarity, and sometimes a touch of humor. Let's explore some common terms of endearment and friendship.
Amigo.
Friend.
Ele é meu amigo desde os tempos da escola.
He's been my friend since school days.
Amigo.
Friend.
Amigo, tens toda a razão.
Friend, you're absolutely right.
Amigalhaço.
Buddy or pal.
Ele é meu amigalhaço de longa data.
He's been my buddy for a long time.
Compincha.
Buddy or pal.
Ele é o meu compincha de todas as horas.
He's my buddy for all occasions.
Ser amigo da onça.
Literal, to be a friend of the jaguar. To be a fair-weather friend.
Ele é amigo da onça, não se pode confiar nele.
He's a fair-weather friend, you can't trust him.
Amigo de peniche.
Literal friend from Peniche. Fair-weather friend or fact-stabber.
Não confies nele, é verdadeiro amigo de peniche.
Don't trust him, he's a real fair-weather friend.
Meu.
Literal my, mate, dude, or buddy.
Estás mesmo a pensar fazer isso, meu?
Are you really considering doing that, mate?
Ó da casa.
Hey, you from the house.
Ó da casa, venha cá.
Hey, you from the house, come here. This expression is used to call someone who is either at the entrance or within the house, typically used in a familiar or casual context to get someone's attention.
Pá.
Hey, man or hey, buddy.
Pá, já estamos muito atrasados, temos de ir embora.
Hey, man, we're already very late, we need to leave. It can also serve as a linguistic filler in conversation, similar to like or you know in English.